Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
Still getting used to this side of the pulpit.
我今天站在讲台的讲员的这一边还是不是太习惯。
But I think I'm on the right side anyways today.
但是我觉得我今天站的位置是对的。
Let us turn our Bible to the text today, Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
请大家打开圣经，我们今天所要读的经文是罗马书十二章的一到二节，罗马书十二章的一到二节。
I'd like to ask brothers and sisters to read this verse together with me, and I will read it in English, and I'll ask Sister Hoya to read it in Chinese.
大家请跟我一起来读一章十二章的一到二节。我先用英语读，然后再用中文读。
I'll be reading from the English Standard Version.
我是用的英文标准版的圣经。
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I appeal you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what the will of God, what is good and what is acceptable and perfect.
罗马书十二章一到二节说道，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯洁、可喜悦的旨意。
So over the years, I've had many conversations with people.
最近很多年来，我和很多人谈过话。
And I've heard these things being said.
我经常听到一些人说。
I grew up in a church.
我在教会里长大。
I grew up in a Christian family.
我在一个基督徒的家庭里长大。
I pray.
我祷告。
But I can't say that I've ever heard from God.
可是我不能确信我是的说我真正的听过神对我讲话。
And I can't really say that I feel his presence.
我也不能确定的说我能够感到神的同在。
And I've also heard others who say, I know that Christian ought to live by faith.
我也听过其他人说我知道基督徒应该是靠着信心生活的。
We need to live by the Holy Spirit.
应该是靠着圣灵来生活的。
We need to trust God in everything.
基督徒应该是凡事都信靠神。
And everything will be fine.
一切就没有平安无事了。
But I don't experience that.
可是我却没有同样的经验。
Because my experience tells me,
因为我的经验告诉我,
whether I pray or I don't pray,
我不管是否祷告,
or how I pray,
或者是如何祷告,
life continues.
可是我身边的生活依旧如此。
Whether I like it or not.
不管我喜欢还是不喜欢。
And so, I go to church.
所以我去教堂。
I like being in church.
我很喜欢在教堂里的感觉。
I like being with Christians.
我愿意在基督徒和基督徒在一起。
But my life outside the church is my own.
可是我的脚一踏出教堂，我的生活就是由我自己掌控。
After all, who's going to look after my life?
谁会来照顾我呢
？If it's not myself，
如果不是我的话，是没有人来管我的。
Certainly it's not God，
上帝绝对不会来管我的。
Have you heard of these similar things from others？
你曾经从其他人的对话里听到过类似的这些答复
？Or maybe some of you who are here today， that's how you feel。
可能今天在座的有一些人，你们就是这样想基督徒的。
And that's your understanding of what being Christian means.
你就认为基督徒，所谓的基督徒就是刚才我们所说的那些想法。
And that's what you understand a Christian life is.
你就认为基督徒的生活就是那么一回事。
But if Christian life truly is like this,
如果基督徒的生活真的是像他们所说的那样，
that there are constant references to God, but really devoid of God's presence.
他们嘴上挂着上帝的名，可是生活上却没有经历到上帝的同在。
Then really, that's a fake life, right?
那对我们来说，这个生命不是一个虚伪的生命吗？
It would be a burdensome.
对我们来说是一个累赘。
It would be boring.
对我们来说是很乏味的。
And quite frankly, it's depressing for someone to live like that.
老实地说，如果过这么样一个生活的话，对我来说是非常令人沮丧的生活。
And I can tell you, if this is how Christian life is,
我可以告诉你，如果基督徒的生活是这样的话，
I'd be the first one to get off of it.
我第一个会撤出这种生活。
Because that wouldn't be a life worth living.
因为我认为这样的生活是没有必要去活的。
Would it?
对吗？
The good thing is, that is not the life that God promised for us.
好消息是，上帝所应许我们的生活不是。
That is not the life that God desires for us.
上帝所应许我们的，所期望我们活出的生活，不是我们刚才所说的那种生活方式。
Well, then you must ask, what is?
你会问了，那上帝期盼我们过一样什么样的生活呢？
So our text today is from Romans chapter 12.
今天我们的经文来自罗马书十二章。
And in the book of Romans.
在罗马书里
the author, the Apostle Paul, spends 11 chapters talking about the doctrine of the righteousness of God.
罗马书的作者，也就是使徒保罗，大概花了11章的这个功夫来解释一个教义，也就是什么是神的义。
It tells us what the righteousness of God is and how it is essentially and fundamentally relevant to our lives.
罗马书的前十一章告诉我们，神的义是什么？神的义是多么的基本，多么的必不可少，与我们的生活息息相关。
In these 11 chapters, we learn the truth, and I quote.
在这十一章的在十一章罗马书的前十一章。我们学到了一些真理，我来引用一下圣经上的话。
All have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God.
世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
That there is no one righteous, not even one.
没有一人，连一个也没有。
That the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus.
罗马书也谈到，罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐。在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
And that we can have this free gift if we simply confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, we will be saved.
罗马书也谈到，如果你想拿到这个白白得来的恩赐的话，你只要口里认耶稣为主，心里信神，叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
And finally,Since we have been justified from our sins through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and that through Him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
最后罗马书也谈到，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合，我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜地盼望神的荣耀。
So how marvelous and how wonderful is it that simply through our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, we can obtain the forgiveness of sin, and we can retain this righteousness from God, and we can obtain life in Christ.
这是一个多么不可思议，多么奇妙的事情。我们所做的一件事情，一件很简单的事情，就是单单的把我们的信心放在主耶稣基督身上，他就会赐给我们，赦罪，赦免我们的罪，赐给我们神的义，赐给我们在耶稣里面一个新的生命。
That's the importance of the doctrine of righteousness of God.
这就是神这个关于神的义这个教义的一个重要的。
That's why it is so important and it's why so pertinent to each and every one of us.
也是为什么这个教义是非常重要的一个教义。
And that's why Paul spends 11 chapters talking about it.
也是与我们生活非常相关的，也就是为什么使徒保罗花了11章的这个笔墨来描述神的义这个教义。
As we move into chapter 12, Paul is starting to talk about the practical aspect of a Christian life.
当我们从前面十一章进入到十二章的时候，你会发现 保罗的他转换了角度，开始谈到这个基督赐给我们的生命是如何在实际中生活出来的。
Right, we have now the understanding in our head and our mind as to what the righteousness of God has to do with us. Well, how should we respond? How do we live? That's the pivotal question.
当我们的头脑里已经理解到神的义到底是怎么一回事，它与我们的生命是如何的关联，现在我们就来到一个非常关键的问题，就是我们如何回应神赐给的这个义。
Now that you understand what the righteousness of God is,
现在你已经明白了神的义是什么。
Now that you have the righteousness of God,
你并且拥有了神的义。
Now that you are a child of God,
你是神的孩子。
This is how you ought to live.
这就是你如何把它活出来的一个方式。
So what do we read in Romans chapter 12?
在罗马书十二章你读到什么呢？
I appeal to you therefore.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
By the mercies of God.
以神的慈悲劝你们。
To start attending Sunday worship.
星期天来做礼拜。
To join Bible study.
去查经。
To go to fellowship.
参加团契
，Pray before you eat，
在每顿饭前做谢饭祷告
，Tell others you're Christians，
告诉别人你是基督徒
，Then you will enjoy good life on earth，
然后你就可以享受在地上的这个生活
，Then one day you'll go to heaven，
有一天你会进天堂
，Is that what the Bible tells us？
圣经是这么讲的吗
？Is that what the verse says？
刚才我们读的章节是这么讲的吗
？No，
不是的
，That's not what it says。
不是这么讲的。
What does it say instead?
圣经上是怎么讲的呢？
It says that now that you understand the truth, now that you have the righteousness of God, now that you are a child of God, this is how you live.
他说，你现在既然已经明白了神的义的真理，你现在已经得到了神的义，你现在已经是神的儿女的了，神的儿女了，所以你要这样的生活。
Present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
如何生活呢？将身体献上，当作活祭。
Holy and acceptable to God, this is your spiritual worship.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
And then that you would not conform to this world.
然后你们不要效法这个世界。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
只要心意更新而变化。
So that you may test.And prove and discern what the will of God is.
叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯洁、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
How does that compare to our understanding and our personal experience?
圣经上说我们如何活，与我们头脑里的这个理解有什么区别呢？
Once we are saved and become a Christian,
我们一旦得到拯救，我们成为一个基督徒。
We say we have the righteousness of God in us.
我们说我们已经得到了神的义。
We have this amazing life in Christ Jesus.
我们有这么一个非常奇妙的在耶稣基督里的新的生命。
But then we go to this anticlimactic doing Christian thing kind of a living.
然后难道我们反过来又用人的方式来活所谓基督徒应该生活的方式吗？
Attending church worship.
来做礼拜。
Go to fellowship.
来参加团契。
We maybe even offer help around the church.
可能有时候你愿意在教堂里面来帮忙。
But then after a little while,
可是过了一小会儿
these activities become boring.
这些所谓的活动就开始非常的乏味
routine,
无趣。成为一个像例行公事一样。
And mundane.
平淡无奇。
We lose the excitement and the interest we first had when we were first saved.
我们失去了我们起初得救的时候那种兴奋感 和这个激情
Is that our experience?
这是我们的经历吗
Or is your experience the one that the scripture tells us?
还是你经历到圣经上所跟我们讲的这一些
That the moment you're saved and you become a child of God
你被得救的那一刻的时候你就成为神的儿女
You start to live for God
你为的神而活。
You start to live a life that is continuously changed by God.
你过的生活是时时刻刻被神所更新、所改变的一个生活。
And that with great eagerness, You're always looking forward to having all aspects of your life provided by God.
你会带着极大的盼望，去仰望神，他会看他会如何为你生命的一切的预备。
That the journey of life you have with God continues to climax.
啊，你与神同行的这个段道路是渐渐的达向高潮。
Think about it.
想一想。
Which one of the two experiences is your experience?
你在生命中的经历是哪一种经历呢？
The life worth living is the life that the scripture tells us to live.
圣经里告诉我们的这种生活方式就是我认为是值得活的一种生活方式。
It is the life centered on God and not on human activities.
这是一种生活方式，我们把我们的重心放在神的身上，而不是围绕着人为的一些活动来转。
It is a life connected to God and filled by the Spirit.
这个是一个与神有连接的一个生命，也是一个被圣灵充满的生命。
It must not be skin deep. It must permeate through the entire person.
这个生命不是一个很肤浅的生命，它应该渗透我们的全人。
It must not be on Sundays only or in church only.
不应该只是在星期天或者只是在教堂里面才有的生命。
It must encompass all aspects of our lives in church, at home, at work, in public or in private.
它应该包含环绕我们在所在的一切的地方，不管是在家里、在教堂、在工作单位，还是我们在我们个人在一起，还是在公共场合。
If we look at this passage clearly and closely,
如果你仔细的看罗马书十二章一到二节的时候，
There are at least three points we can find in this passage that tells us what is the life worth living.
你会发现一个值得活的生命是有三个特征的。
And you can write this down in your notes.
如果你愿意的话，你可以记一下笔记。
The life worth living is a living life.
一个值得活的生命是一个活泼有生命力的生命。
The life worth living is a transformed life.
一个值得活的生命是一个被更新、被改变的生命。
And the life worth living is a life of true faith.
一个值得活的生命是一个拥有一个真实的信心。
Let us take a look at the first part of this verse or this passage.
让我们来再看一下罗马书第十二章的第一节。
Where it talks about the life worth living is the living life.
我们讲到的第一个特征，一个值得活的生命是一个活泼有生命力的生命。
I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
When we think of this verse,
当我们想这思想这章这一节经文的时候，
the picture of sacrifice that it evokes is a picture that brings us back to the Old Testament.
这里面所讲到的一个献祭的这么一个画面，把我们带到了旧约的献祭的一个体制。
In the Old Testament, when a sacrifice is made, when an animal is brought forth by God's people to present to the priest to be slaughtered and offered on the altar.
在旧约里面，神的子民会把一个牲口或者一个动物带到祭司的面前，让祭司把它杀了，然后献在神的祭坛上，最后被大火给烧尽。
When that offering is consumed, it's consumed by fire and it's consumed completely.
当这个祭物放在祭坛上的时候，当火烧它的时候，是完完全全的把它烧掉。
That's the first aspect of the offering.
这就是我们献祭的第一个方面。
The second aspect of the offering is that when the offering is made, that it must be the entire animal.
第二个方面是，当你去献祭的时候，你带的是一个一个牲口一个整个的这个动物带过去献祭。
It symbolizes a total dedication.And that the one making the offering has no reservation, is keeping nothing to him or herself.
这代表的是献祭的人，他对神是完完全全的奉献，毫无保留。
Thirdly, the offering of these sacrifices also is an indication and a reflection of the genuineness of that person's faith to God.
第三个献祭的特质是，当一个人献祭的时候，他献所献的这些祭会表明这个人对神的信心是否是真实的。
So likewise,
同样的。
When Romans chapter 12 verse 1 asks us to offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
在罗马书十二章一节的时候，神叫我们将我们的身体献上，当作活祭。
It is calling the believers to first and foremost to give our entire self completely to God with no reservation and with nothing withheld.
他也是告诉我们，当我们信徒来到神的面前的时候，是把我们整个的全人完完全全的奉献给神，毫无保留。
But something dramatically different from Romans chapter 12 when it's compared to the Old Testament sacrifice is this.
可是如果你把罗马书十二章一节与旧约的献祭的系统来比较的时候，你会发现有一件非常鲜明的对比。
In the Old Testament, when the animal is offered as a sacrifice, it's one single act.
在旧约的时候，他们献祭的时候，就是献上牲口的时候，是所谓的一步到位，就是一次就行了。
Because after the animal is killed, it is dead. It's offered once and it's gone.
因为当你把牲口献上为祭的时候，把它杀掉的时候，这个动物就死了，它是没有生命的。
But the believers today are asked to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
可是在今日的信徒，神对我们的要求是，我们要做，把我们的身体献上，当做活的祭。
Not a dead sacrifice.
不是一个死的祭物。
The living sacrifice entails that the act of dedication and devotion is no longer one single act.
因为我们是一个活的祭物，所以表明我们对神的这种奉献这种委身并不是一次就行的。
It is a repeated, perpetual, consistent, and continual act.
神所需要的我们的是一个重复的，一个持续的，一个一直在进行的这么一个动作。
And the only way we can do that is because our lives are no longer dead, but it is alive in Christ.
我们之所以能够重复的、不断的、始终如一的把我们的奉献交给神，是因为 我们是活的，我们有在基督耶稣里有生命。
When God saved us and called us,
当神拯救我们的时候，呼召我们的时候，
He was not looking for one single act.
他不只是让我们做一次就行了。
Raising of a hand,
比如举举手啊。
Making a decision for a prayer,
做个决志祷告。
Or getting baptized,
或者是受洗。
That's not what He's looking for.
他要的不是这个。
What He's looking for and what He offers to us.
神所要的，神所希望我们献上的是这样的。
It's a living and it is an ongoing act where our bodies and our lives are continually offered to Him.
他要的是一个活的，一个持续不断的，我们把我们的生命，把我们的身体持续不断的把它献给神。
This is a living sacrifice.
这就是所谓的活祭。
Because that offering came from a living life.
因为这个祭物是从一个活的祭物所发出来的。
Where's that life from?
这样的一个生命是从哪里来的呢？
A life in Christ.
是在基督里面能找到这样的生命。
So it is important to know.
所以很重要的是我们能够明白。
That the offering must not be your life or my life.
这个你所说的祭不是你的生命或我的生命而已。
It must be your life in Christ and my life in Christ.
是你在基督里的生命和我在基督里的生命。
That distinction must be made.
我们应该很清楚这个分别。
Because your natural life and my natural life will never be sufficient or adequate to be offered to God.
因为你的老我，你的肉体和我的老我，我的肉体是没有办法放在祭坛上来献给神。
It will be insufficient and inadequate to be used by God.
我们没有办法让神来用我们，我们的献祭，是不满足神的要求的。
It will be insufficient and inadequate to glorify God.
我们献上我们自己的老我为祭，是没有办法完全的来荣耀神的。
Now, sometimes a Christian may find himself or herself being tired or exhausted from service or just everyday life.
有些时候，基督徒会觉得，他的生活或者他的侍奉，非常非常的疲倦。
Sometimes we try so hard to uphold the Christian values and biblical standards.
有些时候，我们就是为了活出一些我们所谓的基督徒应该有的标准或者应该做的一些事情。
But in those moments,
可是在那些时刻里。
Let us slow down and take some time to reflect and remind ourselves, whose life are we using to serve God?
让我们停下来，我们能够反思，我们到底是用什么样的一个生命来侍奉神呢？
Are we serving Him with our own lives, or are we serving Him with the life we have in Christ?
我们是用我们自己的老我、自己的能力来侍奉神吗？还是用我们在基督里的新的生命来侍奉神。
Be reminded of the words from Isaiah.
在以赛亚书的章节里说到。
Isaiah 40:31.
以赛亚书四十章的三十一节。
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
They will soar on wings like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不疲倦。
They will walk and not be faint.
行走却不疲乏。
Let this promise of God become a spiritual reality in our lives.
让神的这个应许成为我们生命中的真正能够发生的事情。
Verse 1 goes on to tell us, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
在第一节谈到，我们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Now, being holy and acceptable God, and to be able to worship God, is a natural and a fundamental desire from the heart of a believer.
对于我们这里说到是圣洁的，或者神所喜悦的，会有这么一个愿望来敬拜神，是任所有的这个信徒一个发自内心的一个自然的一个渴望。
It's a natural yearning that a believer will have towards God.
我们非常渴望能够去见到神。
At the same time,
同时
these things are the fundamental desires from the heart of God towards His children as well.
同时，我们刚才所说的一切，也是神对他的儿女们所有的愿望。
So how can we be holy and acceptable to God?
所以我们如何能够做到圣洁，能够做到神所喜悦的人呢？
So how can we truly worship God?
我们该如何的真正的来敬拜神呢？
By offering our bodies as living sacrifice, right?
把我们的身体献上当作活祭，对吗？
But how can we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice?
可是我们怎么样把身体献上当作活祭呢？
By ensuring that our lives that we live is a true life, it is a life in Christ.
我们能够保证我们所过出来的生命，过出来的生活，是一个真正的生命，也就是一个在耶稣基督里的新生命。
So that's the first aspect of a life worth living. It must be the living life.
这就是我讲的值得活的生命的第一个特征，也就是它是一个活泼，一个有生命力的生命。
Now the life worth living is also a transformed life.
一个值得活的生命的第二个特征是，它也必定是一个被改变的人生。
Verse 2 says,
第二节，罗马书十二章二节说道，
Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
When we become saved,
当我们得救的时候，
Again, let me clarify, that means we have received the righteousness of God and the life of Christ is now in us.
让我再重申一下，当我们得救的时候，也就是说我们得到了神的义，基督的生命已经在我们里面住下。
God's demand is that we no longer live according to the patterns of this world.
神要求我们不能再模仿我们这个世界上的这个生活方式而生活。
But the way that we live must be changed and transformed.
所以我们生活的方式应该被得到改变，得到变更。
Let's take a look at a few verses.
让我们来读几经啊、几节啊、经文。
James chapter 4 verse 4.
如果你翻到啊、雅各书四章四节。雅各书四章四节。
James 4:4, do you not know that friendship with this world is enmity with God?
雅各书四章四节说到，你们岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？
Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of this world makes himself an enemy of God.
所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
Then let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3.
我们一起翻到以弗所书二章的一到三节。以弗所书的二章的一到三节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, this is what it says.
以弗所书二章一到三节说到。
And you were dead in the trespasses and sins. And the operative word here is were, which is in the past tense.You were dead in trespasses and sins.
第一节说到你们死在过犯罪恶之中。这里很重要的一个词就是 were. Were 在这里用的是过去时，动词的过去时。
In which you once walked, past tense, following the course of this world.
再往下看，你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗。这里的行事为人也是过去时。
Then,You lived, past tense, in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of our body and mind, and were, past tense, by nature, children of wrath, like the rest of mankind.
再往下读第三节，我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。在这里是从前在他们中间放纵去行。和本位，这里都是过去时。
These two passages clearly express to us that a child of God ought to have nothing to do with the way of this, the life in this world.
这几节清清楚楚地告诉我们，神的儿女应该是不能随从现在世界上所做的这一些事情。
Yes, we once lived like the rest of this world.
是的，我们以前可能就像世界上的其他的人一样的行事为人。
We once shared the same ideas, same passions, same desires, same ambitions, and the same values of this world.
我们也许和他们一样的想一样，有一样的想法。我们跟他们一样的有一些肉体的私欲，跟他们一样有一些雄心大志。我们跟他们做一样的事情。
But as children of God, we no longer do so.
可是当我们成为神的孩子的时候，我们就不应该持续的再做下去了。
Or do we?
还是我们还是在继续在罪 之中。
Make more money?
你还想挣很多钱吗？
Enjoy life?
享受地上的生活吗？
Take another vacation?
去度假吗？
Wear nice clothes, buy new house, buy new cars?
穿着漂亮的衣服，住大房子，开大车吗？
All of these needs more money.
这都需要金钱来买。
So make more money.
所以赚钱。
Investing in our financial securities. Big words.
在我们的这个经济上的，给我们带来经济 security.
Financial security. Invest in this financial.
在我们投资我们投资我们金融上的这些股票。
Give our kids talents, sports, music, arts.
我们带我们孩子去学乐器，去踢球，让他们有他们的，让他们有的天分得以发挥。
Send them to college.
把他们送到大学去读书。
All of those things again take money.
这些都是需要钱的。
So make more money.
所以我们得挣钱。
Are those not the things that are important on, and they're on our minds?
这些难道不是我们现在天天想的一些很重要的事情吗？
But are those not the same exact things on the minds of the people of this world?
可是我们想的不应该是现在世界上这些人所想的事情。
The unbelieving world.
一个不信的一个世人所想的事情。
We listen to the same music.
我们跟他们听同样的音乐。
We enjoy the same entertainment.
我们跟他们去看同样的电影。
We pursue after the same fashion. We want the same must-have, and we do the same what's in.
我们也跟他们一样追求时尚。我们也需要世界上的其他的人、不幸的人所要的一切的东西。
Has our lives as Christians become indistinguishable from this unbelieving world?
我们的在世上作为神的儿女的生命，现在和世界上不幸的人来说，还能够分别开吗？
Has our lives as Christians become indistinguishable from an unbeliever?
我们和不幸的这些人，我们所做的一切，外人看了能分开我们吗？
John MacArthur says of these Christians.
John MacArthur, 说到
And I quote.
我引用他的话
They flirt with the world.
They flirt?
Flirt.
Oh, flirt. 他们
他们接受世界的挑逗。
他们接受世界的挑逗。
不知道这个翻对不对 anyways. They flirt with the world. They flirt with the flesh.
他们挑逗肉体。
They flirt with their own personal indulgences and desires.
他们把自己的欲望、自己的私欲，放纵自己的欲望和私欲。
And so they never really come to a place of total commitment.
所以他们没有办法去完全的委身于一件事情。
And therefore,
所以
they forfeit the fullness of the blessing that God would have for them.
所以他们没有办法，也就是他们放弃了神应该赐给他们的一个丰盛的生命。
Let's be honest.
老实的说。
It's easy to conform to this world.
如果我们模仿这个世界的生活的话，是非常容易的一件事情。
In fact, we all do. We conform to this world.
其实我们大多数人都是这样做的，我们是和世界上的人一样的生活。
If it weren't so, God doesn't have to warn us about it.
如果不是这样的话，神就不会在圣经里面来警告我们。
But let us be reminded of the warning in 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 and 17.
如果你们看一下《约翰一书》第二章，
对，第二章十五到十七，
十五到十七节，《约翰一书》第二章十五到十七节，能看一下神对我们的生活方式的警告。
This is an important verse. I would like you to find it in your Bibles.
这几节经节是非常重要的，所以我希望你们能够翻到这些经节，也就是《约翰一书》的第二章的十五到十七节。
First John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17.
第二章十五到十七节。
Do not love the world or the things in this world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.For all that is of the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride of life is not from the Father, but it is from this world. And the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever.
约翰一书的第二章十五节到十七节说到，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
So how do we resist conformity to this world?
我们怎么样才能让我们自己不要去模仿这个世界上的生活方式呢？
Because we're so used to doing it.
因为我们已经很习惯了和他们一样的生活。
How do we renew our minds so that we can be transformed?
我们如何来更新我们的心意，这样我们得到改变呢？
That's the crux of the whole thing, isn't it?
这就是我们今天讲的所有的中心，对吗？
And the answer is?
答案是
Know the word of God and live the word of God.
答案是你要清楚地明白神的话说一些什么。然后把它行出来。
It will be a journey.
这是一个旅途。
It will be a lifelong journey.
这是一个一辈子要走的一条路。
But to get us started,
但是开始走这条路。
Let's have a starting point. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
我们知道如何开始。如果你愿意的话，可以翻到哥罗西书的第三章，哥罗西书的第三章。
If you are writing down your notes, you can put Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 through 17.
如果你记笔记的话，你可以写下来是哥罗西书的第三章的一到十七节。
We won't have time to read through the whole thing, but I want to pick out some of the verses and share with you because these are key.
我们没有办法把这十七节都读出来，可是我们会读几节重要的，告诉你们是比较重要的几节。
First, verses 1 through 3.
第一是哥罗西书的第三章的一到三节。
Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above and not on earthly things, for you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
哥罗西书三章的一节到三节说道，所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Verse 5,
第五节说道，
Because we've died with Christ, because we've died put to death, therefore,Whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry.
第五节，哥罗西书的第三章第五节说到，所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪。贪婪就像拜偶像，就与拜偶像一样。
This is what we put to death. Then in verse 12 is what we put on.
第五节谈到我们要致死这些东西，然后第十二节说到我们要穿上什么东西。
As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, with kindness, with humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one another and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you.And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
哥罗西书的第三章十二到十四节说道，所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
Verse 15, Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude,In your hearts to God, and finally, whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
第十五到十七节说道，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也要为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心。十六节，当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里。用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
The word of God is amazing.
神的话是很奇妙的。
Better than men's words.
比人的话要好得多。
It is clear, it is concise, and it's full of life.
神的话非常清楚，非常简短，而且充满着生命。
Only if we can live it.
但是我们要把它活出来就好了。
Now, to know God's word and to live God's word, this will be a lifelong process of spiritual growth and maturity.
明白神的话讲什么，并把神的话活出来，是需要一段很长的一段旅程的，也是我们基督徒成长的一个必要的一个途径。
But I promise you,
但是，我打包票。
If you decide to live your life for God and commit to studying His words and to applying His words in your life,
如果你在神面前立志，你要为他而活。你要明白他的话讲的什么东西，要把他的话行出来的话。
It will be the most exciting and the most marvelous journey of exploration you would have.
这可能是你将走的一个最棒、最美好的一个道路。
That's the life worth living.
那才是一个值得活的人生。
A life amazingly transformed by God and His Word.
一个被神的大能奇妙的改变的生命。
You will see your own life change before God.
你可以在神的面前，你亲眼看到你的生命被神所改变。
Thirdly, the life worth living is a life of true faith.
第三个我们讲的特征，一个值得活的生命的特征是，他一定有真实的信心。
We continue on reading, Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, "By testing, you may discern." What is the will of God? What is good and acceptable and perfect?
如果你往下读罗马书的十二章的二节，说到叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Again, after we're saved,
在我们得救了以后。
Just to be clear again, that means we have the righteousness of God and we have the life of Christ in us.
我想明确的告诉你们，在我们得救了以后。我们有神的义在我们里面，我们有基督的生命在我们里面。
Supposedly, this life of Christ is a rich and a full life.
假设这个神的这个生命是一个非常丰富，一个非常丰盛的生命。
God does not then leave us to live our own life in this world with only one next promise, which is you will go to heaven.
上帝不是说在我们信了主以后。就把我们丢在那里不管，让我们自己在那生活，然后下面一个目标就是去天堂。
As if you're saved, here's a ticket to heaven.
好像是说，哦，你得救了，好，你拿到了去天堂的通行证。
I will have nothing to do with you for the rest of your life.
我以后和你就没有什么关系了。
And in our minds,
在我们的想法里
，that life better be longer rather than shorter.
我们觉得活得越长越好。
No, that's not what God wants for us.
上帝对我们的期望不是如此。
What God wants for us is for us to put to test His will for us in our lives.
上帝对我们的期望是，他希望我们去查验一下他的旨意是什么，在我们生命中的旨意是什么。
In other words, He wants us to experience His will in our lives.
也就是说，他希望我们能经历。也能够体验到他对我们的旨意是什么。
That's a simple definition of living by faith.
这就是照信心而活的一个非常简单的定义。
Trusting in what God says.
相信神所说的一切。
Living our life accordingly.
把它行出来。
Then we wait and see how God fulfills His own promises to us and how He provides for us.
然后我们就可以坐在那儿等，看神是如何的把他的旨意显现在我们的中间，来实现他的诺言。
And then we will see.
然后我们也能够看见。
That His will for us will always be good and acceptable and perfect.
他对我们的旨意真的是善良、纯全而可喜悦的。
That cannot be emphasized more. That God's word in His life is for us to.Live it out and to experience it.
我要强调一下，神是希望我们把他的话活出来，能够经历他的。
Our salvation and our faith in Christ is not merely to secure the ticket to heaven so that it can be used one day, sometimes in the future, when we die.
我们得救，我们对神的信心，不是为了给我们拿到一个去天堂的通行证。而是
我们要死的时候才可以用到
我们到死的时候才能用到这个许可证。
No, upon the moment when we receive the salvation in Christ Jesus,
我们得到救恩的那么一刻
，Our life of faith starts immediately, right here, right now.
我们的新的生命，我们的信心，就在此时此刻就可以开始。
God's promises of love, joy, and peace.
神应许给我们爱、仁爱，给我们喜乐，也给我们平安。
Fulfillment, contentment.
他应许我们会有满足。
Healing to our bodies and provisions for our lives.
他应许我们的身体也疾病得医治，我们的生命会有满足感。
And all the goodness of life.
和生命中所有的好的东西
is for us to enjoy right here, right now.
是为我们在此时此刻在地上就能享受能用的。
It would be a shame if you have a ticket to Disneyland.
如果你有一个买到了一张去迪士尼乐园的门票。
But you wait to use it later, sometimes in the future when you die.
可是你现在不去迪士尼乐园去玩，而是到你快死的时候才去用这张票的话。
No, you use it now.
那是多大的一个多么可惜的一件事。
So you have the ticket to heaven.
你要现在就用。
You want to wait till you die to use it?
你现在已经有去天堂的这个通行证了。
Use it now.
难道你要等死前的一刻才去用吗？现在就可以去用它。
If we consider the lives of men and women in Scripture and throughout history,
如果我们看一看在圣经里面所有的这种所有的伟人的这些经历
，Abraham,
亚伯拉罕
，Moses,
摩西
，David,
大卫
，Joseph.
约瑟
Daniel,
但伊里
Deborah,
迪波拉
Esther,
以斯帖
Hannah,
汉娜 Ruth, 路德
Sorry, I'm a translator myself, I shouldn't be doing this to her. But, but if we think of these men and women throughout Scripture,
如果我们想一想这些圣经里的这些人物的话
Not to mention the ones in New Testament,
我们还不用先谈新约里的人物。
Not to mention the ones throughout Christian history like Hudson Taylor or John Stott or William Carey who gave up their life, comfortable life in the Western world and into the undeveloped world, backward countries to share the gospel and die there.
如果我们撇开新约的人物不谈，我们撇开我们现在的这些人物，比如戴德生、John Stott 和 William Carey。他们为了出去到别的国家宣教而放弃他们的一切，我们撇开这些人不谈的话
，These people accomplished great things in their lives.
这些人在他们的生命中成就了大事。
And they wouldn't have been able to do so if they were without considerable intelligence, tenacity, drive, or character.
如果他们没有一定的智慧，没有一定的毅力，没有一定的好的品质的话，他们是没有办法做到他们生命中所做的这些大事的。
But what was most important to them?
可是对他们来说最重要的是什么呢
？Was it their accomplishment?
是他们所成就的东西吗
？Was it the respect that they would receive from others?
是他们能从人得到的尊敬吗
？No.
不是的。
What was most important to each and every one of them, whether man or woman, whether being a king and a royalty or being someone who's just a peasant, what is most important to them and most dear to their hearts?Was their love and their devotion to God?
在我们谈到的这些人物中，对他们来说所很重要的、最重要的一件事情，不是来自人的称赞或者他们所做出的一些事情。不论是圣经里的这些国王或者这些平民，他们所最重要的事情是他们对神的爱、对神的奉献。
These people never maintained a separate Christian life or secular life.Or a Christian life and a work life.
他们这些我们谈到的这些人物，他们并没有一个很分明的什么叫做属灵的生活和属世的生活。他们也没有把他们的生命分在他们的工作的生活和教会里的生活分开。
They did not live and talk like Christians merely on Sundays, only to find themselves pursuing the same exact things as the unbelievers for the rest of the 6 weeks in the week.
他们并不是星期天。说话行为像基督徒，而出了教堂的门，在一星期的其他的天，却追求与世人没有二样的这些目标。
They honored God and they sought after Him at every corner and in every aspect of their lives.
他们在他们生命的每一个角落，在他们生命的每一个层面，他们都遵从神，他们都追求神的旨意。
They absolutely loved God and they served God with the totality of their lives.
他们完完全全的爱神，他们把他们所有的一切献给神。
They offer themselves as living sacrifices, and they were holy and acceptable to God.
他们把他们自己献上，真的是当作活祭，他们是圣洁的，也是蒙神喜悦的。
And what we see in their lives,
我们在他们生命中所看到的
this life that they live by faith,
他们凭着信心所活出来的这个生命
is that whether through thick and thin, or in need or in want,Whether in slavery or in high positions, they are always provided for by their God.
不管是顺境还是逆境，不管是贫穷还是富有，不管他们是国王还是他们是奴隶，他们都能够相信神，相信神会预备他们的一切。
We see that God's goodness and His loving kindness follow them all the days of their lives.
我们看神的爱，神的善良，美善和善良。是跟随他们的一生的日子。
And they echo what King David said in Psalm 23.
我很同意大卫王在诗篇里所说的。
And they say, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
在诗篇23章大卫说，我可以住永远的住在神的殿中。
Dear ones.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹和朋友们
There's nothing wrong to have aspiration in life.
我们在生命中有一些追求，这件事情本身是没有什么错的。
There's nothing wrong pursuing accomplishment.
在生命中寻求一些成就或成就感，这本身也不是一个错误。
There's nothing wrong to wanting to have a better life.
我们想过一个更好的生活，也是没有错的。
But none of these things ought to take the place of God in our lives.
可是我们的这些追求不能取代神在我们生命中的地位。
If we do, we're putting the cart ahead of the horse.
如果我们这么做的话，我们就是本末倒置了。
We're backward.
我们就倒过来了。
We must not first devote ourselves to the pursuit of these worldly things.
我们不应该先把我们的生命放在来追求这些世界上的人所追求的一些东西。
And then say, it's also a good thing to be a Christian, so in my spare time I go to church, I'll read my Bible, if I have time, I'll help out with the church.
然后说，同时，在我追求的同时，做个基督徒也是一个不坏的事情。所以我有空的话，我就来来教堂，读读圣经，说不定有时候还在教堂里侍奉。
No.
这是不对的。
God does not come alongside us.
上帝是不是我们的点缀
？We need to live our lives alongside God.
我们应该跟随上帝。
Who's the master and who's the servant, anyways?
神和我们，谁是主人，谁是仆人
？It's too easy for us to consider ourselves as the master.
我们很容易就误认为自己是生命的主人。
And we ask God to serve us and meet our needs.
我们叫神来服侍我们，神来满足我们的需求。
We need to love God, seek God, and serve God first and foremost.
我们生命中首要的事情应该是爱神，我们寻求神，我们来服侍神。
In all aspects.
在我们生命中的方方面面。
We need to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
我们应该把我们的身体献上作为活祭。
We need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
我们应该心意更新而变化。
And we need to test and prove the will of God in our lives because it is good, acceptable, and perfect.
我们应该查验神的旨意是不是善良、纯全、可喜悦的。
It is then...That can we fully and freely enjoy all of His blessings?
只有我们做到以上的一切，我们才能完全的享有上帝给我们的祝福。
It is then can we truly understand?
也就是当我们做了以上的一切，我们才能真正的明白
that what we have in life,
我们生命中的所有的
is good,
是美好的
and it is from God.
是从神而来的。
And we can rejoice in that.
我们可以为此而喜乐。
Dear ones,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹和朋友们
Only the life of Christ is the true and living life.
只有耶稣基督里的生命才是一个真正的有活泼有生命力的真正的一个生命。
And that life can only be obtained and experienced through faith in Jesus and trusting in his sacrifice, at the atoning sacrifice on the cross.
唯有当我们把我们的信心放在耶稣基督上，放在他在相信他在十架上为救赎我们而付出的代价上，我们才能得到和体会这样一个新生命。
Because then our sins can be washed away.
因为只有那样，我们的罪才能被洗清。
This is the life that will bring you joy, that will bring you hope, that will bring you peace.
这样的一个生命会给你带来喜乐、盼望和平安。
And it will start right here, right now, and it will go on till eternity.
这样的一个生命可以现在就开始，此时此地就开始，一直一直到永恒。
This is the life worth living.
这才是我认为。值得活的一个生命。
And you can have that life.
你也可以活出这样的一个生命。
Will you live that life?
你愿意拥有并活出这样的生命吗？
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
让我们大家一起低头祷告。
Heavenly Father,
慈爱的天父，
We thank you for your precious word.
我们感谢你把宝贵的话语赐给我们。
And we thank you for the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你让耶稣基督献上他的宝血。
Without whom we cannot come to know you.
因为没有耶稣基督，没有他在十架上的宝血，我们没有办法来认识你。
Without whom we cannot have life.
没有耶稣基督和他的宝血，我们没有办法有这个新的生命。
And without your words, we will not know how to live this life.
没有神你的话，我们不知道如何的在世上行事为人。
Help us with our unbelief.
主啊，帮助我们，因为我们是小信的人。
Increase our faith.
主啊，增强我们的信心。
So that we may be able to live for you.
这样的话，我们可以为你而活。
And to experience you fully.
能够完完全全的体会到享用你。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我奉耶稣的名祷告。